I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Response times for Salt Lake City police are going up. New data shows an increase of 6.5 minutes for the most critical calls since the start of the year. The department says it still has more than 50 open positions. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the FBI has issued an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie following Gabby Petito's death. Laundrie has been missing for at least 9 days. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, heads up, Taylorsville drivers. We have officers blocking off traffic. This is closing westbound direction of 4700 South at 2700 West Constitution Boulevard. You're going to need to avoid this spot and take an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures in the 70s, but the 80s are just around the corner. I'm Kevin Eubank.
79 degrees. Dave Cawley joins us right after KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. One dead, a dozen wounded in a shooting at a grocery store in Tennessee near Memphis.
It is a shooting with injuries. No further information this time. Collierville's on the scene.
Police dispatch audio from Broadcastify. Chief Dale Lane of the Collierville Police Department says the suspected shooter was found dead in the store of what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
We know that we have quite a few witnesses. We're bringing in additional detectives. For people that were in the store.
ABC's Brad Broders with witness reaction.
She was still really rattled, but what she told us was she was inside the store and heard several pop, pop, pops. And that woman hid in a cooler. And that was not the only person in that store, whether it was a customer or an employee that frantically tried to hide anywhere. Some people hid in offices. Others hid in freezers. The witness was telling me she was still a little cold, spending substantial amount of time in that freezer.
ABC's Brad Broders. A CDC advisory panel is voted unanimously to recommend a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to those 65 and older, as well as residents of long-term care facilities. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who will have the final say, made a surprise appearance before the panel.
We all recognize that the science and data of COVID-19 are moving faster than any data we've ever seen before. And while I recognize the tremendously heavy lift of the past year, we all know that the pace is unlikely to let up anytime soon.
The panel also voted to allow people as young as 18 to get the booster if they have an underlying medical condition. The FBI has issued an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, the boyfriend of Gabby Petito, whose body was found last week in Grand Teton National Park. President Biden talking up congressional Democrats to advance what he calls his human infrastructure plan.
The president's going to work closely with leadership to determine what the next best steps are.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. You're listening to ABC News.
Well, it seems the whole country is following this Gabby Petito case. There are Reddit threads in the thousands. They're full of theories and ideas of what happened. Every time you tweet about the case, there's a reply or 20 with the new theory. And live with us now is the Cold podcast host, Dave Cawley. Dave, long time. Good to talk to you.
You as well, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. Level with us here. Are these internet sleuths really helping with this investigation?
You know, it's tough to say because we're not seeing the behind the scenes of what information is bubbling up out of these, you know, theories and sightings and reports and having value to the FBI. One thing that I can say is it's probably a little bit of good and a little bit of bad, right? The attention on the case has definitely brought forward sightings and tips that we know have been provided to the FBI and to the police that are investigating this. But for every one of those, there are probably 15 or 20 or 2,000 that are being submitted that just quite frankly are noise.
Meantime, you're a little bit more trained in how to look at these cases. And last weekend, just following the internal emails at KSL, I thought you broke the case or something. What was going on?
Well, so maybe this is kind of an example of it, right? I had had some information from somebody close to the family who provided me details about an app that Gabby Petito had used in the weeks prior to her death to plan her trip. And so I had gone and found her account. I had looked at some of that information. And one of the areas I personally was interested in was Spread Creek, where we actually know that a couple of days after I published a story about it, the FBI focused their attention and ultimately found Gabby Petito's body. That being said, there were a lot of other places she pinned, and there had to have been other information that investigators used to get them to that point.
And so they're still looking at the internet, listening to these people who pop up, like that woman yesterday who was in the restaurant up in Jackson.
Yeah,
yeah. And the hard thing with this too, Jeff, is for every one of those that's valid, we know that there are some that just quite frankly will be false positives. There will be people who, as we've seen, might put out false information intentionally, right? There was a fake Grand County Sheriff's Press release that somebody doctored up and put out there to try to troll people. And so my advice would just always be, you know, listen and hear those, but be skeptical and make sure that your evidence lines up before you start spouting things online.
That's the host of Cold, Dave Cawley, joining us live. And thanks so much. Good to talk to you. KSL News Time 420. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Delays southbound I-15, 4500 to 90th South, heavy and slow westbound on the 21st South Freeway, Redwood to Bangor, and a road closure. This is the westbound side only in Taylorsville. Westbound 4700 South closed at Constitution Boulevard, 2700 West. Michelle?
Well, we're running at posted speeds, I-15 in Chatham County. Up in Summit County, though, again, a big northbound delays as you're headed towards Silver Summit. This is due to construction. Steve?
And we have good speeds on northbound I-15 right now, downtown Salt Lake into Davis County, but filling in and slow now at the Kaysville Ponds up to Clearfield. Southbound 15 slow between I-84 and down into Sunset. We still have the cleanup of that fatal crash in Cache County on SR-30, about 9 miles west of Logan near Beaver Dam. Northbound Highway 89, delays building, stacked up and slow now at Antelope Drive up to I-84. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here, and we couldn't ask for better.
It's pretty nice out there, Jeff. A little low pressure came through Utah today, delivering a few clouds and even a few little rain sprinkles across the state. We had some up in Park City, a little bit over on the bench. So the bottom line is tonight, clouds will decrease. Skies go mostly clear in a low of 52. Tomorrow, sunny and 80 for Friday. So pretty. 83 on Saturday, 85 on Sunday. Sunny in northern Utah, low 90s and sunshine in the south. A perfect fall weekend. Next chance for storm looks to come in next Wednesday into Thursday. It'll cool us off and bring us a chance for some rain.
Hey, Kevin, it's fall. Where are my autumn leaves? When's that happening?
You know what? You're in the valley, so the valley's going to take till the middle to end of October. You head up in the mountains, though, this weekend. It'll be awesome for a fall drive.
Nice. Right now, it's 79 degrees. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time 422.
Step into $400 with University Credit Union. Step one, use your new Visa debit card 15 times, and we'll give you $150. Step two, utilize direct deposit in your new account for another $150. Step three, if you have an auto loan over $10,000, transfer it to us, and we'll give you $100 more. Let's see, $150 plus $150 plus $100. Bingo, $400. Step to the nearest University Credit Union branch or go to ucreditu.com today to see if you qualify.
Do you want to get away from it all? I mean, really get away from it all. Paris RV has the best selection of overlanding extreme off-road caravans in stock and ready for your adventures, whether it be in the deserts, off the beaten path in the mountains, some remote spot that only you know how to get to, or you're just in the middle of, well, nowhere. Paris RV's off-road caravans and tent trailers are designed and made for the serious boondocker. We're talking tough luxury, incredibly cool designs, lifted, serious suspension, premium interiors, and a variety of off-road camping trailers that'll make Bigfoot want to borrow your shower. Choose from brands like Black Series, Dweller, Conker, Opus, and Graveler. And right now, you can pick up and head out with the Graveler for only $19,995 or $229 a month. Zero down. Paris RV, 4360 South State and 5545 South State. No pavement, no roads, no problem.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Dave and Dujanovic are following this story deeply.
They're very, very young. And obviously, this has taken a turn for the worse.
Toxic relationships, we hear about them.
Asking the questions you're asking, getting answers.
Listening to that 911 phone call was the first time I'd heard that Brian had slapped Gabby.
Brian appears abandoned Gabby in the middle of nowhere. All kinds of red flags.
They were in the wrong relationship.
Listen all this week between 9 and noon to KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's Money Pumpkin Spice fans. Listen up. You can now get your fix at Chick-fil-A. The fast food joint is now offering a new Autumn Spice Milkshake. Only available in Salt Lake City. We're the test market. It's limited time. Only available from September 27th through October 30th. And that's while supplies last. KSL Drives. Americans bought fewer cars in August, but it didn't drive prices any lower. Kelley Blue Book reports the average price for a car rose 24% over the past year. FedEx says it's rerouting more than 600,000 packages every day because it doesn't have enough people to process them. The company estimates the labor shortage is costing the company about $450 million in the quarter. Wall Street today, no matter. The Dow was up 506 points. The S&P gained 53. The NASDAQ was up 155. KSL News Time 426. Is the end of this pandemic in sight? Top scientists and researchers have something to say about this.
Oxford University's Sarah Gilbert saying she expects the virus to mutate into something similar to the common cold, adding, quote, "It's just a question of how long it's going to take to get there and what measures we're going to have to take to manage it in the meantime," end quote. Meanwhile, Moderna's chief executive Stéphane Bancel said he thinks the coronavirus pandemic could be over in a year as increased vaccine production ensures global supplies. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.